ومن أحسن قولا ممن دعا إلى الله وعمل صالحا وقال إنني من المسلمين.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسوله محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، أما بعد. Whenever we come across the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will hear that, or we see that the sahabi says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said such and such. But you know very well that when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that I am about to say something and make sure you remember this, there are very few ahadith like that. Today we will be covering one of those kind of ahadith. Now when you come across a hadith where the Prophet says that listen to me very carefully and try to remember, then we have to pay close attention to those kind of ahadith and what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is about to tell us. The hadith I'm sharing with you today is a hadith narrated by Abu Kabsha al-Anmari radiyallahu ta'ala an, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentions that in this dunya there are four categories of people. And he says, alayhi salam, that each one of us will fall into one of these categories. Now, why am I sharing it, this hadith today? Because in this hadith, the Prophet alayhi salam says that one of those categories of people is the best of the people, and one of those categories is the worst of the people. Let's quickly go through what are those four categories. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that the very first person is عَبْدٌ رَزَقَهُ اللَّهُ مَالًا وَعِلْمًا. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says the first category is that person that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him two things. He has given him wealth and he has given him ilm and knowledge. Now let's take a step back and I want to clarify this. Even though the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said ilman, here what ilman implies, and as the ulama explain this, is that here ilman means that a person has the knowledge of the Quran and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he has religious knowledge to the point that is bringing him closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has enough knowledge that is bringing him closer to Allah and is developing taqwa in him. As we all know, the purpose and objective of knowledge is not so that we can just, you know, gain more and more knowledge and so that we can give, you know, khutbas and khatras and so forth. The objective of knowledge, as we have seen from the Prophet alayhi salam, the Sahaba, our scholars, the Tabi'een and the Tabi' Tabi'een, is that it should bring the khashya and taqwa and the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala within a person. And so therefore, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that anyone who has been given these two things and they use them wisely, they use their knowledge and their taqwa and their khashya and their obedience to use their wealth correctly, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَهَذَا بِأَفْضَلِ الْمَنَازِلِ. This is the most virtuous rank and the most virtuous position. So a person has these two things and they're using them the correct way. Then the next thing I also want to share is that when we come across knowledge, see, a lot of times we feel like, you know, how much knowledge should I have and how much should I acquire and so forth. We have to understand that knowledge is, of course, very important. But at the same time, many of us, we get into this debate that what's more important? Is ilm more important or is amal more important? And that's why, you know, Sufyan al-Thawri rahmatullahi alayhi was asked this question, that what is more important? And he says that both are important, but both complement one another. So the purpose and the niyyah when acquiring knowledge should be that you're going to practice it, and the more you practice it, the more Allah, He puts barakah in that knowledge. They complement one another. And this is why also we find that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, and this clearly tells us that when it comes to knowledge, if a person's heart is not in the right place when it comes to acquiring knowledge, then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says in a hadith, now although there is some scholars who say that this hadith is da'if, but nonetheless, for learning purposes and for motivation purposes, there's nothing wrong in using a hadith of this type. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, طلب العلم فريضة على كل مسلم. That seeking knowledge is required upon every single person. And then he says, عليه السلام, that acquiring knowledge for the person who is not fit to gain that knowledge, or whose heart is not in the right place to gain that knowledge, it is like putting pearls and jewels and gold on a pig. And what that implies is that the pig has all this jewelry, but it does not benefit him. Likewise, a person who acquires so much knowledge, but they're not doing it for the right reasons, and their heart is not in the right place, then that ilm and that knowledge is not going to benefit them. So that's why it is very important that if we have, first of all, having that knowledge, having that taqwa, and if Allah has given you wealth, then using it in the right way. The second category of people the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam he talks about is the alim and the faqir. Basically, the person who has the knowledge, but they do not have the money. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he also says that this person says that he makes this niyyah that had Allah given me such amount of money, I would have used that. Now, subhanAllah, many of us, we fall into this category too. There's so much good that we want to do, but Allah has not given us. For you and for people like this, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that because of their niyyah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them the same reward. Now, of course, we do find that even though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the reward to this person because of their niyyah, and because we know that there is so much in our deen about the niyyah and the importance of niyyah, but it is also very important to understand that these kind of people who actually go out and they spend their money and they use their money in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they're going to have a slightly higher rank. But still, the person who has that taqwa, or who has that knowledge, but Allah has not given them enough wealth or a lot of wealth to do so much good, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put barakah in that niyyah. You know, subhanAllah, we find that Abdullah ibn Mubarak, rahmatullahi alayhi, he says something very beautiful. And if there's anything that you remember from this today's talk, just remember this. He says that there are small things that you can make big, and there are big things that can become small. What does that mean? It means that when you do something small, but if your niyyah is powerful, if your niyyah has so much ikhlas in it, in sincerity, that one small action can become humongous. And on the other hand, you can do something amazing. You can do so much good. But if the niyyah is corrupt, if the niyyah is diluted, then that one big thing that you have done will be counted as small. So this is why Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullahi alayhi says that remember that niyyah and ikhlas is very important. The third category, and these are the worst of the people, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, it is the person who is the jahil and he is a ghani. Now what that means is that a person does not have the heart, and he does not have enough taqwa, enough connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is not much religiosity in their life. At the same time, they are ghani. And when it comes to these kind of people, they end up using their money in places that can be displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so we have to remember that when Allah says, وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whatever wealth Allah has given us, using that in the correct way is absolutely crucial. And this is why we find even in the Quran, you know, subhanAllah, that Allah tells that if there's a person who is a wali, or there's a person who's a guardian to another person, let's say for example, a child, and let's just say that child has inherited a lot of money, and as they're growing up, if they do not have the discipline to know how to spend their money, then you should not give their money, all of it, to them right away. Give it, you know, break it up into pieces and so forth. We need to teach our children how to use their money wisely. But here what we find is that a person who may have money, but their heart is not connected with Allah, they will be involved with israf. And israf is to use your money in places of mubah, the places of permissibility, but then that can lead a person to spending their money in a form that is highlighted in the Quran as tabdhir. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ. And then eventually a person spends their money in places that are displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And once again, the Prophet alayhi salam says that this person is the of the most despicable rank. And then we find the fourth category is where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentions that a person who is, first of all, they don't have anything. At the same time, they are jahil, meaning that they don't have no religiosity in their life, but they make that niyyah and they say that had I had enough money, like the third category person, I would spend the money that way. The Prophet ﷺ tells us that that person, because of their niyyah, they will also take up the burden of this on the Day of Judgment. Of course, not in the same category or in the same capacity as a third person, but nonetheless, they will take up some burden upon themselves because of their niyyah. So once again, we have the person whose heart, there's religiosity, alim and ghani, the best. Then you have the alim and the faqir, meaning that a person who does not have money, but there's a lot of religiosity in their life. And then you have the third category, which is the jahil, the ghani. And then you have the fourth category, which is the you have the jahil, the faqir. So the question that you and I, we need to ask ourselves is that which category do we belong to? There is one thing that is within our capacity, and that is to have ikhlas. And there is one thing that is in the hands of Allah, and that is to give us wealth or not. Allah gives to whoever He wants. So we should always ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be of the first category. There's nothing wrong in asking in that way. And if we have a clean intention, inshallah Allah will give us. But if Allah has not given you, always remember that try to be part, at least at the bare minimum, of the second category, where your niyyah is in the right place, your heart is in the right place, your heart is connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and keep your niyyah there, because at the end of the day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will judge us based on our intention. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us from amongst those who have iman. May Allah take us from this dunya at a time when He is most pleased with us. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever resources we have, whatever intellect that we have, whatever skills that we have, whatever good that we can provide to the ummah, may Allah give us the ability to help other people and benefit other people. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما.